I want to comment to a couple people in the chat. If you want to check out the stream, Google, how do I watch B. Mitch and Finley? I agree with Bert K. You ready for what Bert K said?
What Bert say?
Overreaction Friday.
That would sound like.
I like that. I disagree with.
And whether it's good on the day after the game, whether it's good or bad, it's a lot of overreaction.
But you know how we do like the misery Monday, victory Monday? Today specifically feels like an overreaction Friday.
Mm-hmm.
This specialist Jamie, I disagree with. He says, don't let Cowboy fans take over the stadium. Cowboys are awful. And if they take over next week, that's on Commanders fans. That ain't on Dallas fans.
Yeah.
I gave nobody a hard time about Pittsburgh taking over that stadium. It's what they do. Not to mention they're good and might be a real Super Bowl contender. If Dallas takes over next week, that's a us problem.
No, that's a money problem. If Dallas takes over, that means that they offer ridiculous amounts of money.
Let's take some of these calls. Base is in Maryland. What up, Base?
Hey, Big Mitch and Finley, how's it going?
Good, brother. How you doing?
Good,
man?
Dude. You sound like you're hiding in the bathroom.
Oh, I don't know. I'm at work.
Yeah, oh, yeah. You're like under your desk so you can call in. Appreciate you, though.
Yeah, so I got my blame pie, 10% to the defense in the fourth quarter, 10% to the offense, and 80% to the schedule makers. I feel as though they set us up. They set us up, but I feel as though the back end of the schedule, we should have an advantage because the Eagles pretty much will play 10 games in a row at that point.
Yep.
They should be on a, you know, injury bug list at that time because the game they play us, the game before that is the Steelers, and that's going to be a tough one. So I feel as though we got them where we want them. We just got to handle our business. Guess these three cupcake teams, if we handle our business, we should see the Eagles 10-4. We'd be 10-4, and we'll, you know, take over the division at that point. So everyone just needs to relax. Not going to win every game, but get a couple, O-line get some rest. Jaden gets some rest, defense gets some rest, and we're going to be back how we were in the first half of the season.
That was the exact word I
appreciate
used last night.
Thanks,
guy
buddy.
Hit me, and I just sent him back, relax, bro, please.
Shane is in Leesburg. What up, Shane?
Hey, what up, JP? What up, B-Mitch?
What up, man?
Hey, man, that was a tough loss, man. Tough game to watch. Not a great one. I got to blame Jaden, man. I don't know if it's the injury that still bothered him. But, man, only throwing to your receivers twice and completing two receptions to them, you're not going to beat any team in the NFL that way. You're just not. That's a rough game for Jaden. I do blame Cliff Kingsbury a little bit. I don't think we have to hit the panic button yet. He showed us some good things. I think we're in a little bit of a rut. B-Mitch, like you said, man, that injury bug is hitting our line hard.
Yeah.
It's killing us. I think if Cliff Kingsbury and Jaden can get together, you know, we do have a little bit of a nice couple two games. We play the Titans. We play the Cowboys. We definitely need to win those two games. But Jaden just looked awful, man. It wasn't coming out his hand right. I mean, even that interception he threw was just a terrible pass. Like,
let me make a comment about the interception. Sitting there with Santana. You know who he blamed the interception on? Noah.
Receiver.
Yeah. He said Noah Brown, instead of going flat like you're supposed to, he went behind the defensive back.
Okay. Yeah, that's a fair point. I'll give you that one. Jaden also did miss a couple Noah Brown on that, leaking out that, on that left sideline.
He had some misses
had
too.
Wide open, though.
He missed some. I saw
but
that.
He's got it.
Yeah. Yeah. So I'll give you that one. That's a fair point. But it just, he doesn't look comfortable like we saw in the first, you know, weeks 2 through 9. And again, I don't know if that's the rib that's killing him still. Maybe he's in his head about it, that he's worried about taking hits. But it something's got to click. You know, we got B-Rob back. That's exciting. Defense is really what kept us in that game the whole time, man. Defense balled out. Whatever Joe Witt's doing with Dan Quinn, they're killing it, man. Mm-hmm. They're killing it. But back to this blame pie. I gotta throw Dan Quinn in there a little bit. Man, you got to take that field goal to take the lead. I know we were 11 for 11 on fourth down conversions. well, I guess 11 for 12 since we lost the one against the Steelers with the inches. But you got to take the lead. When your offense is playing that bad, you got to take those points any means necessary. Any means necessary. You can't risk that, especially with a kicker who hasn't missed in 2 weeks. You know, and he hit one from 45, and the field goal was about, what, 44, 45, I believe?
Yeah, and then they made him kick it again.
It would have been.
Yeah, so, you know, and again, it's a one-point game, 7 minutes left. Yeah, you're giving the ball back to Jalen Hurts and that high-powered Eagles, but you got to take those points, man. That's a lot. Defense had been holding them pretty much the whole game up until that point, you know? I mean, they were doing their job, but I don't think it's quite yet. I know us Commanders fans, when we lose 2 weeks, especially in five games, you know, we start to feel a little bit of the old path, you know, creeping in. But I don't think that panic button needs to be hit just yet. I definitely think the film is getting watched on Jaden, and defensive coordinators are starting to figure us out a little bit. So I definitely think something needs to be figured out. I mean, I would have loved to see McLaurin get involved somehow. Screens, motions, a handoff. Something to get the number one receiver involved. I mean, and don't
Shane,
get me wrong.
Shane, we got a break, bro. It's a good call.
Appreciate you, brother.
We got to hit a break. I'm sorry, bud. When we come back, Ron Jaworski on what he saw last night. Nobody go anywhere. We're going to keep the phones open all damn day. So if you're on there, just chill. We're coming to you. Here comes Jaws.